Today's reading is in Matthew 24, starting in verse 15. Matthew 24, verse 15. So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down to take what is in his house, and let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that your flight may not be in winter or on a Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation such as not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved. For the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. So if they say to you, look, he is in the wilderness, do not go out. If they say, look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. This section builds off of what we read yesterday. And I would caution you, when you're reading this particular section, that you should read it much like you read other sections that are highly figurative, such as a very large portion of the book of Revelation. This is written in that apocalyptic style writing that was common in the time, though it's not common for us today, which is why it can tend to be confusing. But I want you to notice that again, Jesus makes these statements about those that would be false apostles, false Christs, false teachers. And he says, don't fall prey. Don't fall prey to these things. You know the truth, and then anything outside of that is false. And that underlines how important it is for us to know the truth. Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But it only sets you free from sin and death when you follow it. But when you don't follow it, in other words, you don't know that truth well enough to be able to identify a falsehood, then you can fall under that slavery once again, and you've lost that freedom. So it's important to know the truth so that we can identify these false things. So he's saying, you know the truth, so when they say, hey, look, here he is, you don't believe it. Verse 24, again, it says, false prophets and false Christs will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Satan, the father of lies, knows how to confuse us. And if we're not well grounded, then he can be successful and pull away, yes, even the elect, as he states right here. Even though Jesus warns them there's going to be a lot of these issues and things that are happening, don't take them as meaning that, you know, this event is imminent. No, what tells you that it's imminent is when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. It's going to be a dangerous situation. It's going to be difficult. So it's going to be harder on those that are more vulnerable, such as those pregnant, those that might be nursing. I can't imagine what the disciples must have felt like when all these events came to take place. He did say that all of this would take place before that generation passed away. So this was pretty close. It wasn't going to be that long. Within one generation, all of this was going to happen. So I can't imagine having your home destroyed and the pain and the heartache that might have caused, but also the watching for it because you know it's coming. But again, I want to go back to this idea of the confusion that is sown by our enemy, Satan, and all those that are on his side. He is the father of lies, and he throws anything he can out there to try to dismay Christians. And I think that's still going on today. He throws so many things out there in order to throw our lives into confusion and panic, to make us worry and to make us fearful. As I mentioned Sunday, when we embrace a spirit of fear, that pulls us away from God. If Satan can make us fearful, then he begins to drive a wedge between us and God. We stop depending on him. We stop trusting him. We stop praying to him. And right now, there's a lot of things going on that make people fearful. You know, we've been dealing with this COVID pandemic for nearly 2 years, and people are still very fearful about it. And there's problems with financial markets and job issues and supply issues and unrest in the world and other countries that are very strong in their military might that are doing things that make us worry we might end up in another war. There's all sorts of things that can create confusion and panic in our lives, but I'm telling you, don't fall prey to it. This world is not our home. This is not our goal. We're trying to get to heaven. And by the grace of God, if we stay faithful to him, we will. We will make it to heaven. And I don't need to worry about all these things. Embrace the promise that God has given to you and shun the confusion and the panic of this world. That doesn't mean we can't, you know, make precautions for certain things that we might think might happen. But being held in the grip of fear and worry about those things won't do anything. Not anything. It won't prolong your life. It won't solve any problems. It will create problems. We must have our trust in God. And that's what I leave you with today. And I also ask that you continue in prayer that God be with us all.